Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow? Let's get the hard stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
You left me.
Crack cocaine dealer for 7 years.
I plead the fifth.
Sir, will you tell us about the cartels you dealt with in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
No, but I can tell you that I plead the fifth.
Exactly how much money did you earn in your time as a crack cocaine dealer?
Constitution of the United States of America. I can only choose one. I can only choose one. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anything you say, fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question.
Did you?
Fifth. A secret document that I think you need to say.
That would be all, sir. Good afternoon.
I got your sentence reduced to a month, buddy.
Oh!
Your niggas need scraps, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. What if you need that, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. Dope, coke, crack, nigga, that me, I'm the plug. Holler when you need it, my price, you can't beat it.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Doug E. Fresh, and you're listening to Hindsight Radio. And when I'm doing commerce, I'm always tuning in to Hindsight Radio, the information station that's taking over the nation. Always Hindsight. Aight?
Radio.
I'm listening.
but are they listening?
Hindsight Radio.
What you talking about? Okay. What about Tuesday?
Yo, Akeem, pick me up. You turn that on, son.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
At last.
Hindsight Radio.
Right, all right. Peace to the God. How everyone doing? You down with your boy Jonah Babe with Consultation Wednesday and the whole nine. How y'all doing out there? Hope everything's fine. You know, we got something today. Yo, y'all got to really know that we of Hindsight University is making a difference in the world. It seems like everything they're doing, they're reacting to us people that deal with Hindsight Ready. You know, but y'all going to know what I'm talking about in a second. I'm going to talk about it. It was an article done talking about Americans are renouncing citizenship at a record pace. Just came out today, November 1st, 2017. And it's at the Bloomberg report. We're going to be talking about that. We also going to be talking about the foreign trust reporting requirement. It seems that the IRS put out a new article dealing with us with this foreign trust. It's things that they want y'all to know. So I'm going to hip y'all to the game in the whole nine. But since it's Consultation Wednesday, first, I'm going to go to the call line. But hold on. Let me first give y'all the announcement of the seminar in Tampa. And then we take it from there. Hindsight Radio, we're going to be in Fort Lauderdale this weekend with, hold on. I'm going to have to go to AkeemL.com to get the, you know why he didn't put it up on his Facebook page? You know what? I'm going to put it up on my page. You know what I mean? When you see something that needs to be done, he got music on that and the whole nine. Our Tampa seminar is going to be this weekend. It's a $250 donation. It's going to be November 4th, 2017. And you can get more information at it at AkeemL.com. It's going to be at the Courtyard Tampa Downtown, 102 East Clash Street, Tampa, Florida. Once again, it's November 4th, 2017. On it, go to AkeemL.com. Okay? So that's that for the seminar. And now, let me open the call line to see if anyone got any questions or whatever before I start. I'm not going to be opening up the chat. Because that sucker-ass nigga that here, Greenhouse Solar, opened up the chat Monday because I had to share some information with him. He come in and bitching and moaning as usual. I mean, this nigga follow what I do more than my wife does, not live with her. What the fuck? He talking about I closed down the chat because I can't take criticism. I closed down chat because it's about business right now. The business is y'all getting your proper renunciation done, or you're not going to be a United States citizen. So I don't have time for this hating ass to distract y'all for showing you and teaching. So tonight I'm not turning on the chat. Like, that nigga want to talk shit, let him get on the fucking phone and talk shit where I can have that. You see what I'm saying? I'm tired of niggas lurking in the background hating. You gonna hate, nigga? Be a real hater. Come up here and say shit. If you got a better strategy for what we doing, come up here on the radio and tell everyone what you got. Stop being a fucking coward and show us what you got. Alright? I reserve the right to change my mind when we get new and better information. Ain't no one coming with no new and better information. So, anyway, let me open up the call line. I'm going to 612-396. Hey.
What's going down? What's going down, Jonah Bay? Peace to the dog.
Got any questions or any statements or anything on what we're teaching?
Nationality
and renunciation? What you
I said, yes, I do. This is Consultation Wednesday, so I'm calling to get my little bit of consultation I could get.
No doubt.
I had two concerns. Now that I got my ABC authenticated, you know. You told me don't call you about my child support till I did that, so I'm calling you now. I got the what's my step now? I want to address my child support shit. And then I want to go after my passport. So what's my next step after my ABC? I know we're about to come to the seminar.
When you're doing the child support, what you got to do is pick up the child support injunction, and you're going to hit them with that shit. Also, what you have to do is you have to go back. You got to go back and go see the original charging instrument. When they accuse you of being the father, accuse you of owing money and all that.
I signed the paper. I fucked up. I signed it.
That's all right. You're going to go back and say that child support is against your religion. The child support code is under 666. Got it? That goes against
you
your religion.
You said USC 666?
Look up child support 666, and you should find it.
All right. Okay,
yeah,
so get my injunction.
How the fuck are they gonna make you be up under the devil? Got me?
Right.
So you gonna say yo?
Right. I think I heard the show that you did on that.
It's 42 USC 666 is child support. Got it?
Okay.
That's just the mark of the beast, man. They can't have you up under
that shit.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Then, in the child support injunction, it tells you that you don't owe the kid. The kid owes you according to your religion, according to the Bible, according to Islam, our Islam, not the shit they got today, right? Mm-hmm. So you're gonna shut all that down and put that in your petition, but you're gonna deny all the original shit in the original affidavit that they had against you. Never did that. That's how they were able to put you on trial.
I signed it. I agreed with the shit thinking I was doing something, you know what I mean? Something else.
You just I told you, you didn't rebut it. So you agreed. I don't care if you signed or didn't sign. They would have did the same thing. So now you're going to go back and say it was fraud. You don't agree. And then now, after you do that, you're talking about you want to now do your nationality. Nationality, I'm going to need you to come to the seminar so we can teach you correctly. See, we can't teach you correctly. We can show you the proper documents over the radio. It's something you must see.
So you're saying, all right, so let me get this right. Okay, so in the meantime, I could do my child support injunction, but to do my DBA and my injunction and all that, you're saying just wait till I come to the seminar?
No, when you're trying to do your renunciation of U.S. citizenship, everything else you can do outside of the seminar.
Right, because I told you, we was under the impression that the way you're doing it now you're doing the Freedom Tours, the way you're doing it now is that don't do everything individually. We just go to a seminar and we do everything one time. The DBA, the 9-8.
We've gotten more info. We got more info on everything. That's how I was feeling, but now I know they are fighting y'all because of minimum contact. Got it?
Right.
So I'm telling y'all, I'm going back to what I said in the beginning. Try to get rid of as many minimum contacts as you can.
Peace.
So it can go
smooth.
Yep. Right. So
I'm not saying that you can't do it with the minimum contact. I'm telling you, they're going to make it hard as fuck. Myself, I always take the path of least resistance, which means I'm going to try to make it as easy as possible.
Okay, so I'm right back to my original question. I get that now. So until I can make it see, that's what I'm saying, Jonah B. I started listening to you when you was popping up the Super Injunction, so I'm still in Super Injunction mode, and then you flip on me like, okay, we just going straight freedom. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, now that I'm authenticated, it took
Super
forever,
Injunction. The Super Injunction won't work until after you do your nationality.
Peace. Okay, I get it. All right. There we go. So I'm gonna focus on this child support joint. Okay.
Now you can do your regular injunction will work.
Okay. As long as I got my ABC, I can start from there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the question. Okay.
Yes.
So I could do my child support injunction and my regular injunction.
And what mm-hmm mean?
Right. Now, look, in the injunction, in the regular injunction, do I got to do it for the state I live in or the state that my allegiance originated in?
Yeah. You always do it where you live. You can do it in the state that your allegiance is from if you go there. I did it in New York because I'd be in New York. You know,
right.
If I was never to go to New York, I would never do it there. It's a waste of money.
Okay. I get it. So, in the injunction package, my DBA and all of that's in it. I'm incorporated and all of that. That's in the injunction package.
Okay. You in the injunction, it says that you have a lien and all of that. You may not have the lien done yet, but you will get it done when you do your non-UCC, right? But, like I said, a few weeks ago, I would have said, man, fuck that shit. Just do your nationality. Fuck that non-UCC. But by the problems people been having, saying get rid of as many what's the names that you can? As many
minimum contacts
as you can.
I get it, bro. I'm gonna do first things first.
Because the truth is, when y'all run into these problems, I don't have answers for you. The reason why I don't have answers for you, I didn't do it that way. I don't know. It's new
right.
to me. Can't ask a nigga how you punch someone in the face. You know what I mean? He don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you answered my question. Brother, they waiting to hear from you. I have my tool. I appreciate you, brother. We're going to chase you down that one of these seminars. Peace to the God. We love y'all. Peace to everybody.
God, keep up the good work. We gonna get there, God. Peace. All right, I'm going to 313-740. Peace to the God. Peace.
Pure energy from the D. Peace to the God, Jonah Bay.
Send me his babe. What's going on, God? Oh,
hey,
by
check
the way,
this out.
I forgot
got
to tell y'all, this is gonna be a short show. Y'all know what I'm doing. I'm saving my voice for the seminar this week.
What's up? Check it out, God. I got a question.
What up, God?
Now, would you suggest we wait, renunciate first, then do the non-UCC, or do the non-UCC first?
I would say do the non-UCC first to get rid of a lot of those minimum contacts, and then renunciate.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm tired of people telling me, yo, they wouldn't let me. Yo,
oh, they won't let me file, they won't do this. So guess what? Then y'all gonna have to do it the way I did it. And then
right.
if y'all do it the way I did it, I understand how to help you.
Right.
But if you did it your own way, I don't know how to help you. I never did it that way.
Right. Right. So
you know,
for the newbies
like
that's starting out.
Let me say this. Let me say this. The dude that did his paperwork from Tampa, right? That same
right.
night, he looked at his email, and they told him they've already set up the hearing for him to come in, and they're going to sign off on his paperwork. So truthfully, that's two people that made it back to Morocco, the girl and him. Now, if you do enough studying, they'll let you through. If you bullshitting, you're going to have a hard time.
Right.
Now, don't ask me what's the holdup between me and Akeem. We did everything right, and everyone that did it off of our paperwork, but they still making us wait. They should have signed that order first, but they didn't. It'll happen, but we don't know when.
Right, right. All right, so basically, look, continue with the process as before.
Right.
Continue with it, because I heard the young brother in the call right before you was talking about what he do next. He definitely need the DBA. Once you do the ABC, brother, get the DBA for that in Liga's name. Then
right.
start your estate, your trust, you know, the regular, like Jonah told you.
He need to do the estate. He need to do the CPNs for the estate. You want to make sure you already have a way to do commerce. We don't know what they're going to do for us after, but I'm making sure y'all know what to do and how to operate before you do.
For sure. For sure. That's
not
all I needed, Joe.
Not the... All right, peace, Septimius. Not to mention, y'all. Y'all claim y'all want to be rich. Yo, y'all got to establish CPNs so that y'all have the money to gamble. To be able to try different businesses without it destroying you. Y'all need
okay.
to learn how to do commerce. The only way to learn how to do commerce is to do it. You feel me, Simtibius?
Yeah, I do. So you got to learn. So take it slow. Get your ass some businesses. Learn shit how to work. Don't rush into this shit.
Please don't rush. If y'all fuck
it, though.
Fuck up your chance. I don't know how to reverse it for you. I didn't fuck up. I don't know how to fix it. So make sure
right.
you don't fuck up.
Right, right. All right, Jota. Peace, God, man. I appreciate that. That's real talk, bro. For real.
If any time there was a time to take your time, now is. I'm going to 510-593. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, man.
What up, God?
Man, nothing. Just, man, trying to learn a little bit every day, man. Make sure I got time to get on these calls, you know. Can't be late
man.
To class.
That's how you do it. Learn a little bit every day, and then you become a master.
Man, yeah, especially under your tutelage, you man, you know, you gon' if people listening, they gon' get something.
Up in that time, it's all about putting in your time to study. Everything becomes easy. If you try to rush, everything is hard. Trying to do shit you don't understand yet.
I know. But I had a question about, I have a trial coming up, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted to know if it's like, I got a better understanding of how to resubmit my paperwork, and
right.
I was wondering, like, it's at the beginning of next month, and I wanted to know, like, is it too late to, like, amend or, like, redo
no.
my answer
no.
to the complaint?
No. You can do it over right now. And you put it, you call it amended answer to complaint.
Okay. And also, shit, man. I didn't even write it down. In terms of the, are you going to have another, I know you got the seminar this weekend. It's in Tampa, right?
Yes, in Tampa. Then we're doing Kansas City. Right after this seminar, we're going to be, you know, advertising for Kansas City. And after Kansas, we don't know, but we're running out of time for the year. You know, soon we got to start talking about doing the money ritual for New Year.
Yeah, see,
a lot of places is going to have to wait until next year for us to get make it to.
Okay, well, okay, that kind of leads me to my question.
Cali and shit like that, y'all are going to have to work on doing private seminars. Seminar is when y'all pay for us to come, one person to come, no more than two, one person to come, and you pay all his expenses and put a little money in his pocket so he can come teach y'all. A lot of places, y'all are going to have to do that because it's not effective for us to do it and pay all the stuff up front and not enough people show up, and then we lose money. If y'all
completely
want the info, start setting up private, like Texas, California, shit like that. Y'all going to have to set up private seminars.
Hey, nah, I'm already on it. I'm already hip to it. But me personally, I'm gonna just make that move and get out there because it's gonna make more financial sense.
Right. The funny thing is, five people together to do a private seminar than it would be for one person, let's say they live in Cali, to come to Tampa.
Not necessarily.
Well, let me tell you why. Your plane ticket's about $1,000, and then your hotel cost while you in Tampa for 2 days, that's probably gonna be about $400 to $600, right? And then eating gonna take you up to maybe $1,800. Right? Now you got five people for me to come there, y'all all are spend about $400.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't.
Y'all have to learn how to unify to get shit done where it's cheaper. When you do it alone, you could do it alone, but it costs you more. But sometimes, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I'm like, you, fuck that. Fuck these niggas, they bullshitting.
At this point in the game, I'm already like, man, I'm not trying to convince nobody. I'm trying, like, you know, I'm at the stage. I've been listening for at least 2 years, and even in me listening, like, I feel like I'm good. I was a good student and all that. My comprehension is good, and me, like, knowing that you on the righteous path, me not having no resistance to what you're saying, like, it still takes me time to get certain concepts. Like, it's certain shit I'm just now getting out of here.
I tell people, they got to get in commerce. They got to make money. This information costs. It don't cost because we're getting rich. It doesn't cost because we're trying to charge you. It costs because, nigga, to get on a plane costs money. The motherfucking rent a hotel room costs money. To stay in the hotel room, it costs money. Everything, it costs money. They act as if we're all this money. That ain't what's going on. This money is going to these businesses, these establishments. We ain't got nothing to do with that. The shit, to even do this radio show, like I said, we pay Blog Talk Radio. Then we got to pay for internet service, and then we have to pay for electricity. Shit ain't free.
Yep. Hey, and you know, I got that that car trust webinar. I just got another little whip.
That shit's a beast, man, and it works. Straight remedy.
Man, plus, because I got the one.
Everyone only has nothing but good to say about it.
Oh, hey, I got a testimony too. That even in my messed up, just starting out thing. Why, like a couple months ago, right? So I'm getting up early, going to the slave ship, you know, mm-hmm. and I stay like in the Bay Area, like streets. I'm going down one of the main streets early in the morning, and like it's a parking lot, a vacant parking lot that the police they post at sometimes. But I'm finna be mm-hmm. late. I'm not minding. I'm flying through, so I fly through the light. Don't stop. Don't break. Don't nothing. They come, right. get behind me, don't even put the lights on. After I blow through the light, it's not nobody, like, they follow me for maybe, like,
you know they supposed
blocks.
To lock that ass up.
Exactly, and I was flying. I was in that little Infiniti truck, man, moving. Mm-hmm. Didn't do nothing. It was official, and that was just that one. I didn't even when
well,
I did
you know
it,
the
really
bullshit
comprehend.
They be trying to tell y'all that Jonah Bay shit don't work.
Man, you know me, man. I'm a motherfucking Jonah Bay. I'm the like the co-signer, man. I'm the when the chat was open, I was in there checking motherfuckers. Like, hey, you know what? You go back under a rock. Do whatever you're doing, but you on some bullshit. Don't interfere with motherfuckers trying to. Niggas is mad at they life. They mad at they broke. And you really, like I always say, it's the people that was whooping niggas on this information. But now, like, how you gonna whoop somebody when you got somebody really putting out the real information? They was whooping people off the concept. You know, like, okay, this makes sense. Like, maybe you could do that. But now you got somebody really laying out, no, this is exactly how you do it. Follow the rules. Like, that's why they mad at you.
That's why they mad. Because if you show people the truth, by you showing your truth, you're showing and exposing the other people are doing the wrong shit. Because I used to always ask, yo, I ain't fucking with no one. Why everyone hating on me, getting mad at me? I now understand I'm exposing them. Without even exposing them, I'm exposing them. Probably.
Hey, God, you want to know one of the most valuable things I learned from listening to you and really just trying to soak it up and comprehend? That you don't even, like, straight on, like, you don't say, but everything that you deal with, everything boils down to some type of transaction, some type of commerce, you know? And it's like, it's so much that's been going on that we, you know, in general, like, we have no even concept that, like, just how I remember it was a while back, but you just breaking down like the like it's a when somebody dies, every time somebody dies, it's a transaction. Like, whether you see any of the proceeds, it happens when you had showed it in the IRS manual, like the death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how somebody had to sign off on it,
right?
But yeah, like, just every inanimate thing, it's like it's some type of transaction. And it's commerce, like everything. Like, and people be so
yeah,
caught in their emotions.
I mean, like, even tonight, I'm about to take y'all to the IRS manual because all these people have now took my information that I gave y'all through the IRS manual, and they have put their own spin on it. And now the IRS is talking about coming after y'all if y'all have a foreign trust name. So I got to teach y'all how to get around that now because, and this is why I'm not giving out the information for nationality, just doing a webinar and shit
and
create a DVD for everyone to get.
That's why you deem Big Brother Almighty, Jonah Bay, the one and only, man. Off to imitate and
yeah,
never duplicate.
Yeah, I mean, they always destroy the info. That's why I don't do it. This is why I'm being real careful with this. It is what it is. It's a pain in the ass. Now, let's not get it fucked up. If I was to put out a DVD, man, this would be the best-selling DVD I got. I would make who's money, but it would fuck us up. As
but it muddy up the water, though.
Right. Exactly.
Got to get it from the store, from the horse's mouth. That's how you should keep it, man. Hey, but see, that's why you're in the position you're in, because you're handling it responsibly.
somebody, like, I don't even know who you was talking about, but talking about somebody with that came out with the book that finagled your information and had, like, some holes on there or whatever. But it's like, that's why you're not in the position. That's why you're not really in that position you're trying to make yourself seem to be, you know? Because it's like,
right.
It's the border. Like, it doesn't happen to people if you're not really, you know? That's not
exactly.
That's not in their path.
It ain't right. We in Aquarian age, man. Shit got to be right on a spiritual level. That's what it is. And I don't care what no one says. I've said this before. Your money is directly connected to your spirituality. So when you see a niggas that's supposed to be so spiritual and they broke, it's because it's a fake. They're not really spiritual. Now, I have people all the time calling me out. Jonah ain't cool, but he too concerned about money. And I said it once, I'll say it again. Nigga, you can't be a good father. You can't be a good husband, son, brother, sister, without finance. Y'all are
straight
crazy.
Up.
Same y'all are Moors, and our ancestors were the best at commerce. Now, it seems like y'all got something against commerce. And it's just backwards, yo. It's backwards. That's why the other night, I put almost every prophecy and quote from Noble Drew Ali on Facebook. And niggas didn't know how to take it. But I'm like, yo, y'all want to say whatever y'all want. But Noble Drew Ali prophesied that it would be people, like the people on Heinz Radio, new Moors that would come with their eyes wide open and carry out the law. That's what we're doing. That's what
we're
doing.
Hey, man, once I get it, I'm for sure going to be on the team.
For sure. Wonderful talking to you. Peace to the God.
Peace.
I'm going to get into this shit real quick. Foreign Trust. If you put up Google Foreign Trust Reporting Requirements. Foreign Trust Reporting Requirements. Here it goes. It says, although there are legitimate reasons why a U.S. person might create a foreign trust or have transactions with a foreign trust, they can have tax consequences and result in filing responsibilities as well. Regardless of your motivation, failure to meet these reporting and filing requirements can result in very significant penalties. When I showed y'all how to get your 9-8 number, in the manual, it said it puts you on the zero file requirement. The zero file requirement, right? The problem is, you got people like your boy Yusef L., and all these other niggas teaching y'all how to get a 9-8 number. They're not teaching you from the IRS manual. If you do it the Jonah Bay way, you have no responsibility or requirement for filing out any tax. Number one. Number two, you never put your social anywhere on any of the forms, so you don't be a U.S. person with a foreign trust. I told y'all that who the responsible party for the foreign trust is the foreign trust itself. So in mine, it was Jonah Bay was the responsible party for Jonah Bay. But I can't help you if you didn't follow what I taught you. The information came from Jonah. And Jonah got it from the IRS manual. And Jonah taught you properly. But if you want to get it from people, applies to you. And this is what the IRS put out. Now, let me finish reading. It says, general rules. In general, the reporting rules apply to U.S. persons who create a foreign trust. So all you motherfuckers that actually put your straw man down and they gave you a foreign trust number, a 9-8 number off of that, nigga, you gonna owe tax. Number two, transfer any money or property to a foreign trust. if you're a U.S. person and transfer it, you will owe money. Receives a distribution from a foreign trust, you owe money. Is treated as a U.S. owner of a foreign trust, you will owe money. Tax consequences, U.S. owner and the U.S. beneficiary of the foreign trust and to the foreign trust itself. So there it is, the IRS telling you, yo, if you use that social, you don't do it the way I taught it. You don't know the way people are teaching it, and they changed up my info that I taught, you are going to owe money. And they can come and take it. So keep on fucking with these bullshit teachers, man, that won't show you the law of how to do shit. Too bad to, I tell you what, for all of y'all who's a part of my Facebook page, I'm putting it in my Facebook to get it from Facebook, right? I'm putting it at the top of my page right now. Y'all can go take a look at it. There it is. Posting it now. All right, it's up there. So there's that. Now, I'm going to go into Americans are renouncing citizenship at a record pace. Now, I'm going to take that and put it in my Facebook so y'all can see it up there. I'm not opening up the chat. With the chat, so now y'all can't get it directly from the chat. Niggas always fucking shit up, but there's consequences to doing shit. Most of the laws that your government creates is because people fucked it up and then they created those laws. You know? So now it's up there. Americans are renouncing citizenship at a record pace. Now, this article just came out today, November 1st, 2017, and they put it out 1:26 p.m. Y'all know why they put this shit out, right? Because of what we're doing here at Hindsight Radio, teaching y'all how to renunciate. A lot of people don't know we're doing renunciation. See, before they had a motherfucking article, and the article was called Expatriating. No one was doing renunciation. You can't even get information about renunciation on the internet. We're teaching you how to renunciate. Now they come out with this article today. My nigga, Hindsight University, making a change in the world. So let me read the article. It says, in the third quarter of this year, 1,376 Americans renounced their U.S. citizenship, putting the annual tally on the track to top 2016 record data from the Treasury Department show. Now, think about what they're saying. It is the Department of Treasury that's telling motherfuckers they ain't paying taxes, they renunciate, and they ain't obligated to do this shit no more. Pay taxes. If this year's fourth quarter mirrors that of 2016, when 2,365 people chose to expatriate, 2017's annual tally will be 6,813. All I'm trying to do is get 1,000 people. But you know it's going to grow much bigger than that once it happens, right? And it says that a 26% rise from 2016 total of 5,411, which was itself a 26% jump from 2015. Now, I got to tell y'all, I've been invited to talk to the $5 Indians. They want me to come in and teach them how to renunciate and assume a nationality. This is a whole tribe. Over the number right there. That's going to take us over the number right there. You know what I mean? I don't know about y'all, but Jonah Bay keeps on working. Akeem keeps on working. Joey Bounce keeps on working. Whether y'all down with us or not, don't matter. We're going to get other people. But hopefully, y'all are down with it. This is what has to be done. It has to be done. And they're recognizing what we're doing. We're republic by putting people back in the republic and putting them back into the Moroccan Empire. But let me go on and finish reading. The pace of Americans jumping ship started to accelerate in 2010 when the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act became law. The act was intended to stem tax evasion of U.S. citizens living and working abroad, and basically requiring foreign institutions holding assets for American expats to report those accounts or withhold 30% tax on them. Famous names who have expatriated in the past include the writer T.S. Eliot, born in St. Louis, director Terry Gilliam, born in Minneapolis, and director John Huntsman, born in Nevada, Missouri. This time last year, the UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson was one of the quarterly list. He was born in New York. This year, one particular name on the list seems appointed, John Quitter. President Donald Trump called Congress Wednesday to end the visa program to allow the suspect in the deadliest... I guess they stopped it right there. They didn't say much more than that. But remember, they started naming expatriates in the middle of the article. But this article is about renunciation. That means they don't want to talk about the people who said they no longer want to be U.S. citizens. That's what renunciation is. You see what I'm saying? So they're not gonna they're not gonna talk about us, right? Blatantly. I told you, all of y'all going to the court, putting in y'all's paperwork, whether they've signed off or not, is changing everything. Is changing everything. You know what I mean? So y'all gotta know, man, we are definitely said that the shit would start changing right now. And y'all are all a part of it. Y'all are with me in this movement. Right? So just know we are making a difference in the world. You see what I'm saying? Very, very, very important, man. So I'm going back to the call. Oh, hold on. I'm at the top of the hour. I'm going to take a break. We're going to be back. I'm going to open up the call lines. We're going to take some calls. And we also going to talk about this. We're going to discuss it. We'll be right back. Peace.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. He knows more than you can imagine.
At last. Welcome, Neo. As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus.
It's an honor to meet you.
No. The honor is mine. Please, come, sit. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole,
You could say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neil?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place.
The bridge.
till the beat start rocking. The bridge, I keep it rocking till the beat start rocking. The kids, keep it rocking till the bridge stop rocking. The kids, we keep it rocking and the bridge start rocking. The bridge, I keep it rocking till the kids start rocking. The bridge, we keep it rocking till the beat start rocking. The kids, keep it rocking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
When I want organic hygiene products, I visit naturalsomega.com. They have a variety of all-natural hygiene and healthcare products, ranging from body wash to toothpaste and more. The products are 100% organic. You won't find any of those harmful chemicals in any of the products at Naturals Omega. Visit naturalsomega.com at your convenience, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Naturals Omega is for the whole family. Visit NaturalsOmega.com.
You're listening to Jonah Bay exclusively on Hindsight Radio.
All right, all right. We back from break. All right, we got the Hindsight Freedom Seminar with your boy Jonah Bay, Akeem L, Joey Bounce L. We're doing the birth certificate correction, renunciation. Get out of her, my people, is the theme of this seminar. It's going to be this weekend. It's going to be in Tampa, Florida. And the address is the Courtyard Tampa Downtown, 102 East Cash Street, Tampa, Florida, 33602. It's a $250 donation at the door or in advance. It's November 4th, 2017. If y'all want to know more information, go to AkeemL.com. AkeemL.com, and you can get more information and set up where you can come check us out. Now, before the break, we were talking about how they just put out this, news article today. Talking about record numbers of people are renouncing citizenship. That means renunciation. We're not talking about expatriation. Now, since they didn't want to talk about who was the people that was renunciating, in the middle of the article, they started talking about expatriation, and they named about four white guys that expatriated. They don't want y'all to know. The true Moors are going back home to Morocco, and y'all are renunciating. Y'all do it, and y'all go back home to Morocco. It's renunciation. It's not expatriation. So I'm going to open up, and it came from the Bloomberg report. I'm going to open up the call line and see what's going on, what y'all got to say about it. I'm going to 31480. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods. What's going on, Jonah?
Oh, man. Everything is beautiful, man. They really know what it is, man. They know what's going down.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. It's definitely interesting, man. That's interesting like hell. Can't deny that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following all this, and I've been doing my little study and research on all this, man. And, you got to honestly believe, man, he was going to come after this anyway. So they was going to try to find a way to slow it down because they don't want it to do all this, right?
I'm shocked that it's happening so quick, you know.
Right, but, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it quick. It's just happening with us right now. They don't want us to go back to where we belong. It's already been going
right.
on, so, you know, he was trying to slow it down in the first place. But now that we caught on to it now, you know, with the help of, you know, you and the Hindsight crew, you know, of course, you know, because it's going to be a mass exodus right now.
Yes, sir.
And they see that, so they're trying to stop it.
They know that.
Or slow
exodus
it down as much
happening.
As they can.
Yeah, the exodus is coming, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Try to slow it down. Try to get people talk against it. Try to really you know, oh, Jonah Bain, he ain't shit. Don't listen to him. You know what I mean? He not a real Moore.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
When I put up the proof the other day of what we did, right, that lady's court order, right, someone said,
right,
yo,
no
Jonah
doubt.
Bay ain't no real Bay. So one of my mans asked him, what exactly is the criteria for a real Bay? And they didn't answer.
Well, that's
they
what I'm thinking
answer.
Now. What is a real Bay?
A real Bay is someone who went through the counselor court. You feel me? According
okay, I'm
to
listening.
Our treaty, according to our treaty, this is what I teach inside the seminar. I show you the treaty that says we have to go to our counselor court and declare that we want to be a Moore, and that's how we be Moore, right? No one else is doing that. So therefore what? They're not following the treaty.
Right,
and the treaty was written by our ancestors. I'm telling you, people are suffering for not doing what their ancestors told them to do. That's the problem.
And I agree. I agree.
You know?
Now, as
so
interesting as this is,
people,
man.
All these Moorish organizations tell you they do their declaration. But what their declaration that they do is called an informal declaration. That's where they're doing it in the common law, and they just do it on their own computer and send it out to 16 U.S. corporations. Well, guess what? That ain't nothing but the secure party creditor process, man. You see what I'm saying?
And we already know about
that. That's what that is. And we already know that shit don't work. Come on. They have to do a formal declaration. How are you going to ask to go back to Morocco if you're not going to talk to Morocco? Morocco said to talk to them, you got to go through the counselor court. The counselor court is better known as the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court.
See what I'm saying? So the truth is,
these
people running around saying that they're Moors, they're not Moors, they're Moorish. They're former Moors. And they're taking on the name through religious practices. They, in other words, they may have the same name as you, right? Actuality, they're quasi. They're not real Moors. A real
right,
Moore.
I know a lot of brothers have got some fake ass IDs still trying to use that damn shit to get still locked up.
And keep on getting locked up. Keep on getting locked up with that shit too, man. But you know, it is.
Don't
and all them
work.
Shit say Moore-ish. Moore-ish.
Moore-ish means more like. It don't mean you're more. You're like a Moore.
Mm-hmm. So, you know. And when I put the proof up there on Facebook, I was attacked by all these different Moors. I said, why the fuck are they attacking me? But now I realize why. By me showing people what to do, it's revealing that they weren't doing it correct. It reveals that they don't know what to do. So they took it like I attacked them when I never mentioned them.
Hmm. What?
It was this one chick that went the hell off on me. I blocked her from being my friend. Because you know what I always say. It's called Facebook friend. Which means you must be friendly. If you're not being friendly, then you ain't my Facebook friend. Bye.
No doubt.
Right?
And speaking of that, man, you still accepted my friendship, my friend request, man. I just said it
like
a few times already, matter of fact. I just
it
sent it again
like
to messages. All right, well, that's cool, brother. I can't get mad at you then.
Man, I don't even know you not to like you. What's your name, man? Stop playing.
Now, you'll see me as Cole Brown in there, but I'm Ghost, man.
Yes, I did accept you. Go and check now. Check it right now. See, you didn't lie to me, brother. Put it. Go up there right now and see.
I just
go
checked
up there
it, bro.
Right now. Right now, go see.
You're going to make me log in to Facebook. I usually log on my phone, but
damn,
I'm on the
right
phone, so I can't do that right now.
I want to show y'all don't be looking.
Mm-mm. I can't access
nothing.
I know I look. I just
Call.
Looked before. Yo.
Call, go look. Call, go look.
I'm going to look right now.
Says we are friends. You sent me that message about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, and I did it.
All right. Let me boot up. Here we go. I'm on that. Let me put your name in.
By the way, who that you hugged up with, your daughters? They beautiful.
Right on. Appreciate that. Them the loves of my life, man.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing like a daughter, man.
Nothing like a
now
nigga
also,
for the hell out of her, let me tell you.
Is that a Harley?
Yeah. That ain't mine, though. I'm just on it.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about getting one, but every time I think about getting one, somebody get into an accident, man. I'm like rethinking
man,
it. So.
I've had bikes for about 30 years. I've never been in an accident. Got it?
I guess we are friends. I don't see that. Okay, friends. Okay, there we go. Yeah, you bet that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My bad, brother. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I was preparing for the show. I seen it and I did it. You know what I mean? I told everyone, get at me and Messenger because I don't know who the fuck these people be that just send it to me when I'm on Facebook. Y'all, motherfuckers be looking like agents to me. One picture or no picture at all. I'm like, I don't befriend those type of people.
I feel you. I don't do that either because, most of that be like kitty and booty things that be sending you like one picture, whatever, and
man,
trying to be friends with you.
Let's not even talk about how them girls be sending it. You for sure right.
I ain't about that. I'm too old for that.
Even with that, I think that's government. I really do.
And it could be though. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, why should I? They do all that other shit else. So shit, why not?
Find out what your sexual preferences are and use that shit against you.
But check this out, man. I want to piggyback off a question that came earlier.
Okay, go ahead.
Old boy was talking about the injunction. So, but yeah. I heard on past shows, when you go around to different states and different cities, you send out a certain letter to give notice. Now, my question is, do you send out a letter or do you send out an actual injunction to these places?
Who
because right
that?
Now,
who
my job, that? Huh?
Who said that? I never said that.
I remember hearing you saying that, though, bro.
Me neither.
I mean, that's why I'm asking the question. Do you send out an actual injunction to all these places you go, or do you send an actual letter?
If I send out a letter, my letter is the actual injunction, dog. I send out the contract.
So you send out a full-grade injunction to every state that you go to or every city you go to?
So I don't never do it to any – it's only two places I got an injunction, Georgia and New York. I don't have it nowhere else. You know why?
What
I look like doing one in California? I ain't been there in a year and a half.
Well, I got you. Well, see, my dilemma is I'm jumping from city to city.
I'm going to keep it real with you.
Go ahead, bro.
Be on an injunction everywhere. All you have to do is send the injunction to every state in every county. Now, the average state might have 52 counties. That's $25 each time you send your injunction. Three times, that's $75 each county. Now, you're going to tell me you're going to waste that type of money to send it to every state in every county where you don't even drive, the motherfuckers? Fuck out of here. I'm not
Exactly. That's exactly why I'm asking the question. Because the company that I work for, the one that works in my city, closed up. So I'm going from city to city working to help out until they get a new contract in my city. So I
now let me say this.
So right now,
there's truck drivers that have done the injunction, and I don't know what it is, but the truck drivers, matter of fact, Joey Bounce injunction works everywhere. Akeem's injunction works everywhere. Mine works everywhere.
My injunction looks just like Joey's, I've been told.
Drivers,
so
that drive trucks, their shit seem to work everywhere, but everybody's does not work everywhere. I'm just keeping it real. And how do you know? You're not going to know if your shit work until you get pulled over, if it working everywhere. What I'm saying is some people do what they're supposed to do and send it everywhere, some share. Other share, be like, I'm not nowhere. I don't work for this motherfucker. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
You see?
Well, I haven't had an issue yet, and I want to knock on wood and give love to the ancestors.
I tell people all the time,
but
that's what you want. That's what you want. You don't even want to know if it works. Why? You want to be left the fuck alone. I'm sure they've been pulling your tag. They just leave you alone. I prefer that.
When I'm in Missouri, they pull behind me and they leave me alone. I've been tagged for a long time. They didn't trail me for like 5 miles, then they turn off. So yeah, it does work.
What you want.
It really does.
That's what I like. I like that. I don't like being
But I have to say, even before I had my injunction in, though, Jonah. Even before I had my injunction in, when I did my birth certificate, when I authenticated my birth certificate,
they didn't touch me.
They got behind me and ran behind me, and they never. Here's the thing. I went to the county and got a police report.
We know a young guy who did his authentication before he turned 18. That's what they do to him. They leave him the fuck alone, and he didn't do the injunction. So that doesn't surprise me either. You see them?
Okay.
But you got to understand,
right,
it did not work for everyone like that when they did their authentication. Listen, man, people are lazy. Sheriffs are supposed to do certain shit. That don't mean every one of them is going to do that.
Right. Right, no doubt.
You know, some people do their job,
but
some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
But I was surprised when I went to the county the one day and they told me I had a warrant out for my arrest and they didn't lock me up. Now, because you have to do a record check or whatever, background check or whatever. You got to go to the county, you got to go to the city.
Right.
And so I went to the county, and they told me, you got somebody that's looking for you in this city. We're not going to do anything about it, but you need to go check that out to make sure, because we can't give you a record check right now because that's still pending.
So
I didn't have my injunction in yet. That's what I'm saying. It was just my authenticated birth certificate.
Well, that was authentication that saved your ass. You see what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Like I said,
so it was.
It's neither here or there. I want to stop you from saying that because certain people are going to be thinking, I'm just going through authentication and it's going to work for me.
You still got to dot your I's and cross your T's, though. You can't do that. You can't stop there. I feel you 100. Hello? Oh, okay. You still there?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Kind of went dark there for a minute.
That's straight up.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But yeah, I already know it works, man. But I'm just trying to, since I'm jumping from city to city on a 3-week basis, man, I just want to make sure that I'm protected, because I know I'm protected where I'm from, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm protected where I'm going. You feel me?
Right.
So I just want a little bit of added protection.
You well, then I would tell you, if you go in there every day for the time being, do the injunction there.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I'm jumping from city to city and doing an injunction for every city I jump to every 3 weeks is expensive as hell.
I don't know what to tell you there, bro. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I'm just hoping there's something different and cheaper. That's all. I mean, if I got to do what I got to do, then I got to do it. That's all it is.
You know what they say.
But, hey.
They say freedom ain't cheap.
Mm.
You feel me?
So especially if you got to send it to everybody again, it's like, what am I going to do? Because right now, I've been here for like 3 months. So that was cool
mm-hmm.
for here, but right now I may be going to South Carolina. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going.
Right.
Yeah, they send me where
I'm needed. I would have to say, my best suggestion to you, get to a seminar and put in for your renunciation. Then
I'm already tied into Joey right now, man. I'm going to that one on November 18th and 19th. I'm good.
Joey's my boy,
so we already tied up on that.
If you get that done, then you don't have to do that. You feel me?
Okay, bet that. Bet that.
And let me ask. I've been on for a long time. You should have been got that question in there. I'm sorry. I'm going to move on to someone else because I'm about to get off. I want everyone mad at me. You know what I mean? You know, they be getting a little perturbed at a brother. I be letting everyone talk a little too long, they said. Talking that yang-yang to me. That's an old-school statement. Yang-yang. Yang-yang. Y'all know about that? Yang-yang. All right. 561-299. Peace to the God.
Bless. Jonah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me? Bless.
Yes.
Oh, man, this is an honor, man. This is an honor, man, to speak to you, big bro. Thank you, man. I'm going to do everything that I can make it out there to the temple.
I accepted your friend request. I got you.
Yes, I just seen that. Just seen it just now. Thank you, big bro. Listen, I'm gonna do everything I can to make it out there to the Tampa Bay. Right now, we're at the Orlando Rescue Mission, and so I mean, I have like basically all the projects done with the non-UCC, and I have my register to myself. I'm just having a hard time right now trying to put a public notice because I can't seem to find or where and how for me to do this process, this piece here.
Well, see, this is why we have y'all come to this seminar. So we can show you exactly how to do it. Like, while you're sitting in a seminar, you know, you pull up your state in the law right there, and we work it out right there inside the seminar for y'all and give y'all more direction. But what we're not doing is, and I meant to say this earlier, you know, you got people going on my website, and they're buying the New York seminar, right? And the New York seminar is about 3 years old. They keep on thinking it's the one for Rule 144A. Rule 144A is talking about renunciation. I do not have that on DVD. The only way to learn it is in a seminar. If I was to put the information out, people would destroy the information the same way they did with the foreign trust. I'm just showing y'all how the IRS is now going after people with the foreign trust because people taught people how to do it. So,
you're breaking out. You're breaking out.
All right.
Okay.
So, that's where you're going to learn how to do what you're trying to do at the seminar.
Wonderful, man. I'm going to scrape over every little single thing. I got to be there. I can't miss this. I truly do need it. And I know a lot of people just want to talk to you. So other question as well is, during the Irma storm, we seen a 2-year-old abandoned property. I didn't take the time out to check if it was being taxes paid on it, and taxes were being paid on it. And so, you know, I kind of got into like a little trouble. And they want to put a felony on me, and it's been going on about a month and a couple of weeks now. They haven't given me no court case, but every time I call them, I always say this is the executor, and I'm checking for an invitation for the client by the name of, you know, and I do it like that. But I'm wondering what kind of helps can I get with that.
Oh, man, you would have to do a constitutional challenge, and then you would have to answer their so-called case and ask them who the hell was injured.
You broke out. Who what?
Pagliari versus Trinsky. They have to pull out a damaged party, and you have to make them show who was damaged, because that's the only one who can do an affidavit against you.
Wonderful. Right now, none of those charges
have been substantiated because they don't have an affidavit of a witness. Witness you doing harm to someone.
Right, because when they pulled up, me and my family, we just had some brooms, mops, and a couple of soaps and mop buckets cleaning up the place. That's all we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
okay.
You were just making
okay.
The home, thought it was abandoned, and you was making the property better, right? So, like, yo, you should
right.
be owing you money for the work you did on it. But, you know, they have to prove that you did them harm. What harm did you do? Who's the one making the complaint saying that
right.
you did harm? They don't have one.
Right. I mean, because there were some neighbors right next door, and they told me the place was abandoned for 2 years. The place was messed up, feces, grass is really, the grass was super high. So by the fourth day of me coming there, seeing them every day, they decided to call the cops on the fourth day. And then now they try to put burglary and possession of burglary tools, but yet they didn't touch my tools. Neither did they touch my vehicle.
Mm-hmm. So my whole point is, by what you just told me, they claim that the claim is coming from the neighbors. Now dig this. How does that affect them? They're not a party. They're third party.
Right.
You never did no harm to them. You
right.
see? So you got to do a constitutional challenge. You got to rebut the original charging instrument. That's where they got the charges. You rebut that and then do a constitutional challenge. But what I want you to do is rebut it and then ask them for a dismissal on your rebuttal to those first before you put in the constitutional challenge.
Okay. And last but not least, I've been driving around with my custom tag made from a builder sign, and it says private property and for commerce goods and not for lease.
That's bad news. That's going to get you locked.
Oh man. I just recently sent a letter to the governor about a do not detain list. But I heard you saying something about sending in $75 with it or something. I'm not sure.
Nah. We do the injunction. You have to... We have the right to travel because those rights was protected by the Constitution. Right? The only way you're going to invoke the right to travel is through the Constitution. So what I want you to do is go on YouTube and pull up... and you can check it out.
Okay. Thank you so much, big bro. Thank you so much. I got to make it to Tampa. I'm calling everybody I can to scrape up and scramble. I must be there. We need it. I need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So,
all right,
peace to the gods. We'll be there.
And I wish you and your family well. Peace, God.
Peace, God.
All right, y'all. That's my show for today. I got to prepare, keep my voice strong for this weekend for the seminar. I'll be talking to y'all real soon. And y'all have a blessed weekend. And for all of y'all, I'm going to meet you, and I'm looking forward to meeting y'all. Once again, it's going to be in Tampa, Florida. If y'all want more information, go to akeeml.com. And y'all can get the information for the seminar this weekend. Peace to the gods, man. We out of here. And remember, we still more.
I'm a mole. I'm a mole. Got sense enough to know I'm a mole. And ain't gonna never argue with you that I'm not a mole. And wouldn't come in your house or come among you and say I'm a mole if I didn't feel in my heart.
If you don't believe me, you can look it up hundreds and hundreds of years ago. You see, the Moors conquered Sicily. Moors are niggas.
Oh, history is painted, whitewashed. They did our brothers a commitment the same way. They did us in America the same way. Wake up.
Daddy, I'll be Moors.
I was reading